The Florida legislature is again considering banning fracking, the process of extracting oil and natural gas from underground. Lawmakers have tussled over the issue in recent years, but proposal sponsor Dana Young says the process is too dangerous to allow in Florida. I'm Lynn Hatter. The state gets most of its drinking water through underground aquifers. Under those systems is oil and natural gas, but that product has to be brought up through the water to get to the surface. And that, says the Florida Medical Association, poses way too many risks.
The FMA and the AMA have studied fracking and conclude that fracking poses a grave health threat.
Florida physician Todd Sack is with the FMA and the group Physicians for Social Responsibility. The big issue is how chemicals are used in the fracking process. Those chemicals are considered trade secrets and blocked from public view. And Sack says those typically used are known to cause cancer, liver disease, and birth defects. He cites a 2015 study from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
Doctors will never know what chemicals their patients are drinking. All this is unacceptable for Florida. For 3 years in a row, this legislature tried and failed to pass a bill to disclose the names of the fracking chemicals so that our water could be tested. With no safeguards, we must ban fracking.
Sack is just one of a myriad of others testifying in favor of Tampa Republican Senator Dana Young's fracking bill.
The bill is concise. The bill is straightforward. It bans fracking of all types: hydraulic fracking, acid fracking, and matrix acidizing.
But even with widespread support, the chief opponent to the bill remains the Florida Petroleum Council. It falls to the council's Eric Hamilton to take the most unpopular position in the room.
By banning fracking, you're sending a message to the rest of the country that fracking is not good. And I think that is the wrong message.
But Young and others say that's exactly the message they want to send. And Tallahassee environmental attorney Randall Denker is telling lawmakers not to fear threats of lawsuits.
If that was one of your concerns, don't worry about it. It's really, I say this with the confidence of having 40 years of experience in this area, it is not a problem legally. So decide on your consciences and I hope you will decide that the right thing for Florida is a ban.
But while the unanimous vote in favor of the ban in its first committee hearing is a signal of broader bipartisan support in the Senate, that same cannot be said of the House, which Young addressed in her final remarks.
Finally got to a place where we said, why should the fact that the House is not moving a bill stifle the voices of the Florida Senate? We should be able to make our voices heard, and you gave us this opportunity, and I am so grateful.
The House has supported efforts to place a moratorium on fracking instead of an outright ban. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.